All right, so our focus at the beginning of this hour is to try to give you a sense of the anatomy of a landmark legal settlement that was announced this week, its impact on the offending banks, the affected consumers who were forced into foreclosure or who have been living in a state of fear, wondering if losing their home is right around the corner. Here are the raw numbers, 49-5-26. 49 state attorneys general working with the Federal Justice Department have made a deal with the five largest mortgage lenders to settle claims stemming from improper practices in disposing of troubled mortgages, a deal worth $26 billion. It may save some homeowners from losing their homes. It will miss a lot more of them. And to some, it will deliver a paltry sum of cash as compensation for events which, in many cases, destroyed families, erased retirement security, and cast as a cruel myth the whole idea of the American dream. Joining us now, Gordon, everyday listener to The Takeaway in South Florida, resident of Davie, Florida, who's dealt with this situation directly, was on the program as early as just a couple of days ago. Gordon, thanks for joining the program.
Good morning.
So explain to me just the nuts and bolts. You hear about this story. You know this settlement is coming down the pike. Who do you get on the phone to?
I called GMAC yesterday and was transferred a couple of times until I found somebody in one of their departments, the resolution department, actually. At that time, the gentleman I spoke with had no idea what I was talking about.
But, so wait a minute. The $26 billion settlement, and you call the bank, and there's not even a, yes, we know about the settlement, we're glad you called, not even that voice?
No, not at all. He did find it in his system, but it is so green, they really don't know what to do with it. His proposal to me was that they would be contacting all of the people that failed in their mortgages and that went through foreclosure and into short sale and whatever it was that ended their romance with their mortgage company.
Did you update your address there, Gordon?
That's what we're doing today, yeah.
Yes.
We're doing that today. But the thing is, I said to this gentleman, I said, you know, you're going to mail people stuff or phone them. All of those numbers are probably no longer working, and the addresses are definitely occupied by other people. So, you know, how effective is that going to be? And they said, lots of humming and hawing. But, you know, given the situation, there's got to be a lot of education at the lender's level or at the servicer's level, put it that way.
So, Gordon, if you do end up with some sort of cash settlement, I understand it would be the best-case scenario, about $2,000, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do with $2,000 to improve your mobile home? And let's just say mobile home living is totally fine, but it wasn't your mission in life when you started out, right?
Not at all. $2,000 will help pay a few bills, but, you know, that's where I am right now. This little adventure with the house sort of cleaned out the 401k and took the savings. So it's postage stamp money. I think there could be a better application for these funds in some way. I'm not saying give away more cash to people or whatever, but it doesn't seem to be a well-thought-out resolution to what's going on.
That's Gordon in the Davie, Florida, Takeaway listener who's experiencing this directly. Paul Keel now joins us, reporter at ProPublica, who's been investigating the mortgage crisis and the practices of robo-signing and some of the sort of draconian practices that this settlement is attempting to redress in some way. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming into the studio. Let's take Gordon's experience and extrapolate out to $26 billion. How much of that money is going to affect people like Gordon?
Well, if you lost your home in the last 3 years and, you know, somewhere along the line the mortgage company did you wrong, $1.5 billion of that chunk of money that's for people like Gordon. The vast majority, $20 billion, is not really cash that's going out. It's credits that the banks are being given for doing certain things that help prevent foreclosures. The biggest aspect of that being cutting mortgage debt for people who are facing foreclosure.
So that basically it's credit lines to the banks that will allow them to go to people who are underwater and basically renegotiate so that they might be above water.
It's basically them saying, we want you to, you have to do this, and you have to do this at this amount. You have to do this this number of, in terms of reducing people's debt and other things that, you know, they haven't really been doing on the scale that's needed.
So in theory, a lot of consumers who maybe haven't heard from their bank or having difficulty getting renegotiations on their mortgage are suddenly going to get a call on the basis of this settlement, which says, hey, we got a solution for you. It's this or nothing.
That might happen. Additionally, one aspect of this the attorneys general were really crowing about yesterday is it sets new rules for the process, and they say puts real teeth to those rules so that if you're mishandled by your bank, you can call your attorney general and, you know, you won't be just given the runaround for months and months and months anymore.
Paul Keel, explain how this process, if it goes forward, even in an efficient way, could have a really bad impact on the price of housing in the sense that inventory is going to be pushed into the market.
Right. So ever since this scandal hit in the fall of 2010, there's been this huge backlog of homes, in part because the banks were kind of wanting this settlement to get this behind them, you know, this liability behind them. So currently we have about 2 million loans that are in the foreclosure process. There's about almost 2 million more people who are really behind in the mortgages. So there's this huge backlog. And so I think it's pretty real possibility that we could have the highest number of foreclosures this year than we've had before, just because that backlog is finally being let loose.
And a huge number of foreclosures coming onto the market will increase the supply of available homes and therefore depress prices in certain neighborhoods around the country.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying that this year probably is the bottom for house prices, that we probably will be hitting the bottom this year, in part because of this settlement. But there's also, you know, to be fair to the attorneys general in their settlement, they think that this will lead to more modifications and preventing foreclosures that would have occurred.
And changed practices going forward. Paul Keel is a reporter at ProPublica. He's in the studio with us. Gordon, so do you have any sense of relief that you're out in front of this, that this happened to you a few years back? You got to feel a little sympathy for people who are facing this now.
Oh, I really do. Now I guess it's worse. The economy is much tougher now than it was even 2 years ago. So, it's pretty tough to go through this now. I hope people can be kept in their homes. It also helps everybody else in the housing market, you know. And people like me, you get $2,000. What are you going to do with it? Move to Greece? I don't know. I wish we had listened to Brooks Lee Bourne back in 1998 when she was running up against Summers and Rubin and Greenspan, and they shot her down, but she wanted to regulate derivatives.
Well, a lot of people rethinking their economic theory. Gordon, who I think wants his own show, resident of Davie, Florida, lost his home in December of 2008, now living in a mobile home, and listens to The Takeaway in South Florida. Thanks so much, Gordon.